Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk free. Free Talk Live. What's that?
That's if you're listening to it backwards. Yes, the name of the show you are listening to is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program. The telephone number here, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie. I just noticed that you're wrong, Captain. It's not Live Talk Free backwards.
It's evil clat ear.
Horrible.
Yes, live backwards is evil.
I never even noticed that part until just now.
Yeah.
Evil clat.
Lived backwards is devil.
Hmm.
Yeah, these are supposedly, I don't know, I learned them from some kids, friends of mine, that were supposedly into, like, occult stuff. And they're like, dude, check it out. Lived backwards is devil. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
sure
past
is.
Tense of live, get it.
Fair enough, yeah.
Doesn't really mean anything.
We're going to, it's hour number three we're kicking off here of the program. In case you're just tuning in, we've talked about all sorts of other different fun stuff. But I want to talk about this thing that has been said. Now, here in New Hampshire, there's a lot of talk surrounding secession. If you don't know what that is, that just means, like, you may have heard that Texas is the only state in the union that can secede from the union.
I think it's independence now. Secession.
Independence. Very nice.
New Hampshire independence.
Yes, just so, to be clear about that.
So New Hampshire is, there's some, what sounds to me like very serious talk about becoming independent of the rest of the United States, New Hampshire becoming its own country. Now, Chris, I know you've been paying attention to this from a, we'll say, a press perspective, because you do your own show, Freedom Decrypted.
Yep.
And so somebody in one of the chats posted this, and this is just the language. It's proposed. It says, are you in favor of amending the first part of the New Hampshire Constitution by inserting, after Article 7, a new article to read as follows? Article 7-A, Independent Nation, that's in brackets. New Hampshire declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. The legislature, governor, and all other branches of the state government shall make all appropriate arrangements in accordance with being a self-governing nation before December 31st of 2023. All other references to the United States in this Constitution and state statutes and regulations are nullified. Now, I first read that, and my response to it was one of these giffies, right? Mm. Of a bunch of people standing up and a round of applause, because I was so stoked to just
like when you see someone get arrested for having a disease.
No, the opposite of that.
Oh.
Yeah. I would not applaud somebody getting arrested for a disease.
It's interesting. There's an interesting amount of support in New Hampshire for independence, and you know, there's a few objectors, but it's very curious, because it's this thing that I think most people at first would think, well, that's not possible, but actually it is. Every independence movement has pushback, and it's actually not got as much pushback as you would think. We've already gone from two reps coming on board and saying, yep, we'll put out a bill, to now there's five reps saying, yep, we're interested in this.
Wow.
And that's in a matter of a week. So
nice.
Usually the hardest thing about getting a bill proposed of this nature is just finding a rep, let alone two or even five reps who are interested in signing up to do it. So it's been said by, I believe, one of the more prominent independents, you know, movements in the United States, that we're actually way ahead of everybody else.
Nice.
Because nobody else even has a rep to put out a bill for independence.
Yeah.
So Yeah.
I would love to see something like this gain momentum and gain steam for not only myself, and I'm not, you know, I'm not just saying, oh, it'd be great for me. I'm not that selfish of a dude. But, like, for everybody that has come to New Hampshire, you know, as a person seeking a greater level of independence and freedom for themselves.
Yeah.
It would make me so happy to see something like this gain momentum, gain traction, and even go into effect for those people. And also the people of New Hampshire, the people who were here before there was freedom movement, the people who, you know, live the spirit of live free or die, the state motto here. You know, I would be so ecstatic. This warms the cockles of my heart. I don't believe that having a government is, you know, a long-term strategy, a good idea in and of itself. But this is a very positive step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's not saying that there will be no government, but it is saying that whatever we decide to do in New Hampshire is going to be up to us and not, you know, some foreign, you know, power in Washington, right? And it's very interesting the support that appears to be emerging by groups that are not libertarian because of things like, you know, the feds wanting to take away our gun rights, and that brings on a lot of conservatives.
Yep.
And, you know, even the left is, you know, if you don't want to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq and have tons of wars overseas, well, how do you stop that from happening? You know, the only way to do that is really to get out, you know?
Stop giving
independence for New Hampshire.
Yeah, independence for the state, and then also the independence, you know, declaring ourselves independent, if you will, from federal taxation.
Yeah, I mean, taxation is certainly another issue. New Hampshire's already a low-tax state, and without the federal government, it would be an even lower tax state. And from the left's perspective, that's a good thing because it means more money going to the causes, you know, to people who are not doing financially well in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a state also, something else to point out is New Hampshire actually gives more money or has more money taken from it by the feds than the feds give back to New Hampshire. It's what they call a donor state.
Right.
So by actually declaring independence, we would actually be benefiting, you know, potentially our own...
Monetarily.
Yeah, I want to say our own people. I mean, I don't know if that's the right word, but...
That money stops going to the federal government and stays within the geographic area known as New Hampshire.
Yeah, we don't have to pay for public schools in Mississippi anymore.
Right.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point. It's not like we have the best school system, but at least our school system would be, you know, our education system would be funded using our dollars as opposed to going to fund a school system somewhere else, you know, that has its own issues, right?
Yeah.
So
I am all for this type of a thing, and I have never seen anybody even put together verbiage of this nature. You know, I've heard, you know, everybody I think knows that, you know, somehow the anecdote about Texas being, you know, it used to be Texas is the only state in the union that's got a thing written in that they can secede whenever they want to and become their own, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I've never seen language that looks like you could just copy and paste it into a constitution of a state and then boom, there it is.
Yeah, there's some questions about whether or not New Hampshire actually needs to even declare independence.
Yeah.
Given the way things came about, and I'm not the best person to explain why that is, but there's a number of different things that are the situation with New Hampshire, and one of them is, I believe, something to the effect of our Constitution predates the United States, and it also does not give the authority for New Hampshire to become part of another nation or give power over it to another nation, a larger nation. So we actually don't even have we don't technically, it's a violation of our own laws that predate the United States. So like we never had the power to give it up. Basically, we never had the authority. New Hampshire never had the government of New Hampshire prior to the United States didn't have the power or authority to surrender it to the federal government.
To the Union, right?
Wow.
So
That's fantastic. I just wanted to make sure we mentioned that on air. It hit me pretty hard when I read it, and I was just like, this is great. I want to see more of this, not just in New Hampshire, but everywhere. But, of course, you know, we live here in New Hampshire, so it affects us here if you're here already. 603-283-6160. Also, if you are a person who is fervent and you love freedom, consider moving to New Hampshire where stuff like this is going on, where you can actually pitch in and help. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, It is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, thankfully, and it's really taking off, with now over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down really at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at Library, that's LBRY.com, and then every video that you watch, you'll then help seed and keep it online forever. At a minimum, we ask you to visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com. And I can't say enough about those folks over there, Library and Odyssey. And I understand,
I
understand that the Library folks are movers to New Hampshire. Liberty
they
lovers.
Are.
Yes. So.
Speaking of Odyssey, have you guys heard of Frank Speech?
Frank Speech?
Are we talking about a person, or are we talking about Frank Speech?
My dad told me about this last night, and I literally said his last name is Speech, and he said, no, it's the MyPillow guy created a website. It's supposed to be like another YouTube competitor. I don't know. It might not be
really?
That great.
I haven't even
looked into it. I just wanted to know if you guys heard about it.
I thought you were I'm like, who's Frank and what Speech?
Right?
I thought that it was a first and last name. I was like, his last name is Speech.
Oh.
I was thinking more like it's an expression, Frank Speech. You know, like,
can I be Frank?
I get it now.
Yeah. Well,
that is what it's supposed to be.
No,
a joke
you
about.
Can't be Frank. You're the captain.
But yeah, the MyPillow guy apparently made it, so it might be all conservative. But
oh, it may be.
Yeah.
We talked a bit about the folks in Afghanistan using, you know, cryptocurrency, and I think it's a good idea for those folks to pick that up as a way to trade. But what if you went to prison, and while you were in prison,
the government made you rich?
The government, you became a millionaire after the government, hodls your cryptocurrency.
Where do I sign up?
This from Vice.com. Drug dealers become millionaires in prison after government hodls seized Bitcoin for them. Swedish authorities pay three convicted drug dealers $1.5 million after ridiculous bureaucratic failure.
So it was the Swedes. I did not expect the United States federal government to be doing this.
I could see this happening, though. I could really see this happen.
They make mistakes, but does it usually go in the way of paying drug dealers for their Bitcoin? I've never seen that. They like to just not give people their guns away from them in jail.
They tend to seize your assets and claim assets that had nothing to do with the drug dealing or whatever the crime they're accusing you of. They'll take your inheritance and call it asset or proceeds of crime. And it's like, wait a minute, those assets predate the drug dealing or the charges or any of it.
Right.
They're complete thefts.
Right.
It's just
outright theft by the government.
Swedish authorities have to pay three convicted drug dealers nearly $1.5 million after the value of their Bitcoin appreciated tenfold during imprisonment. According to Swedish national broadcaster Sveriges Radio, law enforcement seized 36 bitcoins from the three men who were convicted of selling large quantities of illegal drugs online in April of 2019. That's when things took a wrong turn, at least for the police. During the case, prosecutor Tove Kolberg, converted the amount of money the dealers had to turn over to the state from Bitcoin to Swedish kronor. At the time, this was 1.3 million Swedish kroner, or $150,000 U.S., was the value of the entire seized Bitcoins at the time. So $150,000 was what it was valued at the time. They converted it into that. If the Swedish state had immediately sold off the Bitcoin, this might not have been a problem, but it didn't. Instead, it auctioned off the Bitcoin 2 years later after they'd appreciated to a value of more than 13 million Swedish, or 1.5 million U.S.
Why wouldn't they just give them back the Bitcoin?
Well,
instead of selling it at all.
Because they sold it off.
Yeah, so like, why would they do that?
Something.
Well, if they were doing that, why not just keep it and be thieves? Why give it back? Like, well, if they're going to give it back, just give back the Bitcoin, then they didn't have to, like...
So here's how it plays out. Because the authorities fined the criminals in Swedish kronor rather than just leaving it as Bitcoin, it only took 3 of the 36 Bitcoins to cover the cost. Now the government has to pay back the remaining 33 Bitcoins to the drug dealers.
Wow.
So they didn't sell just enough of the Bitcoin in order to cover the fines. They sold all of it and now have to... This is just crazy.
Yes. The lapse in judgment has left Swedish authorities red-faced. The country has a zero-tolerance drug policy that stands in stark contrast to some of its northern European neighbors. It also comes on the heels of a similar case where authorities were forced to pay a convicted underage rapist nearly $100,000, more than his victims received, in damages after he was accidentally given an adult-length sentence. In a phone call with Motherboard, the Swedish prosecution authority confirmed the mistake, but did not provide further comment. Because what are they going to say? Yep. We screwed up.
Yeah, it's funny because was it Peterborough, New Hampshire, just got scammed with Bitcoin recently?
But it didn't actually involve Bitcoin.
Can you explain that? Because I didn't feel like watching their whole
thing. So basically what happens in Peterborough, as I understand it, is that the government basically got scammed using the old-fashioned system of wire transfers or ACH transfers. And the government was, well... doing government things, they were being dumb, and they basically got an email asking for or requesting that the direction of funds to, I think it was it a school and something else?
Yeah, it was an education fund or something.
Basically, instead of wiring the money from Peterborough, like government to the school system, they changed it to a different bank account, okay? And this different bank account was that of somebody selling Bitcoin or something of that nature, and so they wired the money to this other bank, and then the person, you know,
they fell for an email scam, basically.
Yes, they did not pick up on the fact that they were scammed for so long that the seller of the Bitcoin sent the Bitcoin presumably to the fraudster and kept the cash, and it's too late now to get the money back.
And so the school is out millions of dollars.
Right, and so now it's a Bitcoin scam, but it really had nothing to do with Bitcoin. They were scammed the old-fashioned way.
Wow.
603-283-6160. Perhaps all school funds should be treated that way. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden's national security team says more attacks could happen just one day after the bombing attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed 13 U.S. service members and dozens of others.
They are taking maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport and in surrounding areas with our forces as a result.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, she says this is the most dangerous point in the mission where the military is getting people and equipment back to the United States. The administration said U.S. forces had evacuated about 100,000 people from Afghanistan since August 14th. The Pentagon announced that three more U.S. military bases will temporarily house the Afghan refugees. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the attacks may continue, but it will not stop the U.S. from completing the evacuations. This is USA Radio News. A hurricane warning has been issued for most of the Louisiana coast as forecasters say Ida could reach major hurricane strength in the Gulf over the weekend. As Hurricane Ida moved over Cuba, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered all people living outside of the city's levee system to evacuate.
This is the time to take action. Lower lining areas outside of the protection system, mandatory evacuation, voluntary evacuation for all others.
She said preparations for the hurricane should be completed by Saturday afternoon. Forecasters say it should make landfall on Sunday and could possibly be a Category 3 or a Category 4 hurricane at that time. Exactly 16 years ago, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, and Hurricane Ida could possibly hit New Orleans on the exact same day Hurricane Katrina hit there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is not expensive singing pre-recorded. That's right. It's not. It's Free Talk Live is what it is.
Expensive thought.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. I was going to say expensive sign language pre-recorded. That's what it's not. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us here on the show. In the studio, I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
Now, we talked about these guys in Sweden who, thanks to some clerical errors by the Swedish authorities, became millionaires while they were in jail. Because of Bitcoin.
And these are nice prisons, too, right? These aren't the U.S. style...
The Swedish prisons? I don't know. I've never
I bet they're nicer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure these are, like, the fancy... You get a jacuzzi in the back, and as long as, like, you know, you don't try to escape, you're pretty much good, and you'll get time off, and all sorts of stuff like that.
Well, just to wrap up that article, in the wake of the highly publicized case Swedish authorities announced last week that the Public Prosecution Authority will be unveiling new legal guidance on how to deal with cryptocurrency in the fall. So it's going to take them until the fall to, like, be like, dude, don't do that again.
I don't get it. They're the government. Why don't they just say, we're not paying you because, and get over it? They're the government.
You know, politicians want to get elected
so,
and stuff.
So not all, well, I mean, all governments are corrupt, but, I mean, not all governments are maybe in some ways, like, as bad as the United States. And so,
I'm pretty sure that's what the federal government would do of the United States.
Certainly the federal government of the United States would definitely keep your money. There's just no question about that.
So one of my least favorite things about governments is, of course, they're pervasive, you know, getting into everybody's business in any way, shape, or form they possibly can, right?
Yeah.
One of the running jokes about the Federal Reserve is that it's neither federal nor does it have any reserves. And then, of course, if you take a step away from that joke and you look at, like, Federal Express, FedEx,
yeah,
right, it's not federal either, yeah, you know, and oftentimes not very express.
I didn't know it was Federal Express. I never even
FedEx
thought about that.
Yeah. FedEx and UPS are thinking about combining and becoming the FedUps.
Really?
No,
oh.
That's a joke.
I was like, that's stupid.
But I do have a story about FedEx. This is from Reason.com. Cops are dressing up like FedEx guys and arresting people for drugs.
That sounds illegal.
Doesn't it? Not only does it sound illegal, it sounds like a really shady thing to do, right, even if it was legal.
So what exactly is it that they're doing?
Well, a little-known agreement allows police officers to seize packages at FedEx sorting centers. A federal court ruled this month that evidence of drugs obtained by police from a package at a FedEx sorting center was not seized unconstitutionally, rejecting the defendant's arguments that the seizure violated his Fourth Amendment rights, which is, I believe, the argument that we would make, right? Like, you sent a package to me somewhere at the FedEx, you know, terminal, they're one of their hubs, you know, it was opened and found, it had something in it, and so, you know, I didn't see a warrant, you didn't see a warrant, you know, was that a legal search? You know, I don't know. I don't think so. But the court ruled that it's just fine. At the center of the decision is a little-known agreement allowing law enforcement agencies to seize parcels at the shipping behemoth sorting centers. Police are permitted to take packages only if a drug dog indicates there may be contraband inside. Individual cops, however, determine which packages merit attention, allowing them to zero in on people's property, dress up as FedEx delivery men, and proceed with arrests if they testify that a drug dog alerted them appropriately. Now
that's FedEx.
It is. So FedEx is cooperating with the police in these things. They're allowing the police to come in with the dogs. Now, we know from being, well, just us and, you know, all of the information that we've been able to gather on particularly drug dogs, that, like, they're not reliable, right? Dogs want to do what gets them the treat. That's the training process for these police dogs. And so dogs will often, particularly when they bring them out to, like, search a car when they pull somebody over or something like that, these dogs will frequently alert because that's what they think the cops want them to do,
maybe,
so they get the treat.
Maybe we should give people an example of exactly what this means, right? So think about it this way. If you have your dog, right, alert on every single vehicle, let's say there's 1,000 vehicles, and every single one of them you have your dog alert on because you're telling your dog to alert, right? They alert. That gives you the excuse to search the vehicle.
Right.
Now, you might find that 1 in 1,000 vehicles has drugs. And the excuse for searching is the dog, even though you searched all 1,000 vehicles.
Right. And so take that and now apply it to your packages being sent through FedEx. At one of their sorting centers, they're going to have some police dogs that are sniffing your package. Sorry, sniffing your package is
yep.
Funny.
Oh.
That are sniffing your packages at the FedEx hub and then indicating, and then the cops are dressing up as FedEx employees to, you know, arguably, I don't know how this actually turns out, but I assume deliver the package and perform some sort of arrest.
Like if you accept it, like sign off on it, then they'll arrest you?
I'm guessing. At the center of the decision we talked about is the agreement, but police are permitted to take the packages. Such was the case with Herbert Green, who had his package singled out at a FedEx sorting center after Kansas City Police Department Detective Antonio Garcia noticed a return label from Brownsville, Texas. That's a, quote, source city for illegal narcotics, the officer said.
Wow, just anything that says Brownsville gets flagged, that's so messed up.
Yeah.
I have friends from there, and it's just the butt of every joke in Texas, Brownsville.
Really?
Yeah.
So the officer was further interested by the parcel's glued seams and the fact that it was a moving box. I don't know what that means. I think it's a type of cardboard box, like a U-Haul box or something like a moving box. Not that the box was, you know, getting up and walking around, because that would be weird.
This box is moving. I think we should check it out.
Those get his attention right away, he testified, because of the material, which he claims are well-suited to shipping drugs.
I still seriously can't
believe
that. Are
you serious?
They can just say, oh, it's probably drugs in there because it's from Brownsville.
From Brownsville, okay. And it's in a box.
I'm sorry. Does anybody believe that the type of material matters when it comes to shipping drugs?
If it's cardboard, it's good for shipping drugs, apparently.
And everything else that gets shipped through the mail.
My goodness.
Upon removing Green's package from the conveyor belt, Garcia had Xena, his canine, inspect the box. She indicated that drugs were indeed present. Garcia then took the package from the FedEx center and had another detective, dressed as a FedEx employee, bring it to Green's home, where the officers monitored the premises.
So, you know, I don't know what you guys know about drug dealing, and I've never been involved in drug dealing, I'll just be clear. But so one of the things that drug dealers will do in order to avoid these types of, obviously they know what packages to look for prior to them being in the sorting facility.
Like if they're cardboard or from Brownsville.
Honestly, that had nothing to do with the real reason that they picked that box out. It had to do with the, you know, information that somebody called in about a particular person sending a package.
Well, in this case, it was the dog alerting.
Yeah, we all know that's a lie. So basically what happens is what drug dealers do to evade this type of situation is that they will overnight the delivery with 10:30 a.m. deliveries. It does not give them enough time to do the intercepts. Intercepts take a certain amount of time.
No, because government is slow.
Yeah, exactly. And so if it comes after 10:30 in the morning, you decline the package because it means you won't get arrested.
Have you shipped drugs in cardboard from Brownsville? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the final segments of this fine Friday night edition. If you missed any part of the program, why, you can go visit freetalklive.com and give it an hour or so, maybe two, after the program's over. You can hear tonight's episode or any of the other episodes that we've done. Again, 7 nights a week is what we're doing here. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Chris,
and Bonnie.
Speaking of how often we do the show and what we do with it, I want to say thank you to the Liberty Block. They are a silver level amplifier, which means they give a certain amount of money per month to get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on, I think, over 180 radio stations. We could be on 200, we could be on 250, we could be on 300 radio stations or more. It's all up to you, and we could use your help over at amp.freetalklive.com. You do get some, you know, perks and things when you do sign up for the program. There's different levels. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more. But really, if you've enjoyed Free Talk Live, if you like the content that we bring, if you like the characters that are the hosts and co-hosts, if you are just a lover of freedom, I can't think of a better place to put your Liberty dollars than to help spread the message of peace, freedom, and love via this radio program. Again, visit amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you again to the Liberty Block. We appreciate you. All right, circling back. So FedEx apparently has a cooperative agreement with, well, Drug Enforcement, I assume. I assume it's the DEA where they allow drug-sniffing dogs to sniff packages at the sorting centers.
Sniff packages.
Yeah, you never know. Eating the next package you get from FedEx.
What?
Isn't sniffing illegal? Sniffing drugs, you're isn't thinking, that illegal?
You're thinking packet sniffer, not package sniffer. There's a slight difference there in the... Anyway, so they've set this guy up. This guy, his last name is Green, Mr. Green. The dog alerted. They removed Mr. Green's package from the conveyor belt. And then a detective dressed up as a FedEx employee to bring it to Green's home, where officers monitored the premises. After Green returned to his apartment, he placed the box inside and was arrested by the officers in a nearby parking lot shortly thereafter, prior to any of them knowing what was in the package.
Wait.
So the package was delivered by the undercover person, and then they left.
Okay.
But I thought that when the dog sniffed it...
Mr. Green then put the box inside and then left.
That is...
Where the officers arrested him in a nearby parking lot shortly thereafter.
Wait, so the officers didn't know what was in it?
They didn't know for sure what was in it. All
but I
they
thought
knew,
the dog sniffed it, then they opened it.
No, all they knew up until this point was the dog alerted the package. They don't want to open it to give away, right? They don't want to, like, if you got a package that was open, you'd be like, hey, right?
Something's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. None of them knew. Police then entered Green's home and performed a warrantless search of the apartment, going through his trash, his cabinets, even a shoebox. Garcia opened the FedEx package and found marijuana. So he hadn't even opened it yet.
You know the problem with this is, based and he, this is always this always disgusts me, because okay, how often do you receive packages, have them in your car or in your home, not open them? And then leave the house, and then, I mean, obviously, the government probably doesn't normally come in and raid you, but assuming they came in, and they opened your package, and you didn't even know what was in the package, and somebody else sent you the package, how is it that you are committing a crime of, like, possession?
When it comes to government, I don't want them handling my package.
Right. But also, like, that means you could send drugs to basically anybody, tip off the
arrested.
Government, and they'll get arrested over it.
Yeah, and... That's what my next point was going to be. How many times do you get a package and just not know where it's from? It happens to me all the time because my sister sends me clothes all the time.
I've recently had something not delivered to me, even though it claimed it was delivered. And then the next day I was expecting something else, and it also was not delivered to me. It turns out that, I don't know, they hired a new driver or something. This isn't FedEx. This is one of the other services. We'll remain nameless.
Yeah, like we don't know who it is.
Yeah. But at any rate, I had to, I had to jump through a bunch of hoops, waste a bunch of time. Turns out that the driver, left it in some random, it says left in the shed is what it says on the delivery receipt. There's no shed anywhere on my property. I don't have a shed. There's no shed on the neighbor's properties. There's, you know what I mean?
Like, did you actually get the package delivered eventually?
No, they just disappeared. I got refunded by the senders because they were just Amazon packages. They were like, we'll refund you. So, like, I'm not out anything, but, like, I had to raise a stink with this particular company to, So, at any rate, you're right. Mistakes happen all the time with these shipping agencies. All the time. They have human beings that they employ to deliver these packages, and... people do dumb things.
You know, the next story that we're going to be reporting on involves the same thing happening, but with a misdirected package. So they raid, the police raid a house with the package addressed to a different house and a different person than the one in which they raided.
Right. Yeah, left in the wrong person's shed.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, some bastard with a shed has a package with who knows what in it.
And that's just so weird. Like, I've only had a shed once. I just can't imagine the FedEx or whatever guy going into my shed and leaving a package there.
It is so weird.
Well, I mean, they're kind of trained to, like, not leave it out so it can get rained on and stuff like that. So they're trained to, like, if you can't figure out where it's supposed to go, put it somewhere, where it's not going to get rained on, and then make a note of it, on the delivery receipt. So... I guess, but like...
Well, so this is why you get signature delivery, so you don't leave something out if it's worth something.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, officers subsequently obtained a search warrant to retrieve the materials, the marijuana, that they saw during their sweep of Mr. Green's living room or kitchen or whatever it was, including two firearms. He had guns. Oh, my gosh. Magazines. Now, do they mean firearm magazines or do they mean, like, Popular Science or, you know?
Right.
Did he have a copy of Us hanging around or People magazine?
Mm-hmm.
A ledger and a scale. A bag.
Maybe magazines because they had, like, weed droppings on them.
Yeah, so like
they
weed could, like, magazines?
Yeah.
No, like, yeah. Weed droppings, like, they used it for a, you know, a flat surface to roll on.
Oh, I was thinking, like, Marijuana Today or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think he had a subscription to High Times.
Right. There you go,
Marijuana Today.
I don't even think that's a real magazine.
Probably not.
They did find a bag of marijuana buds and the shoebox, which contained cannabis residue. Green was ultimately indicted for attempting to possess a controlled substance with the intent to distribute, possessing a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. That's a whole lot of words.
Where is the evidence that he attempted to possess? All you know is that a package was delivered to his house based on what they're telling us in this story. Like, there's no actual evidence that he intended to possess unless they have additional evidence they're leaving out of the story where he, like, they have, I don't know, have him recorded on a keyboard, like, placing the order for the drugs. I mean,
he was sentenced to 5 years in prison after conditionally pleading guilty to possessing firearms in furtherance of the drug trafficking offense.
And, of course, they get to warrantlessly search his house for guns, and that's just fine.
Right, because they had probable cause.
This is just so disgusting.
Disgusting.
I mean, there's this idea, you know, that you have to have, like, some sort of probable cause before you get a warrant to conduct a search. But the reality is they don't need any probable cause. Yeah. Probable cause is just, it's this thing that they sell you in elementary school.
They feel like it.
They just make it up.
Yeah, to basically make you think that you live in a free society and aren't constantly being watched. And it's kind of disingenuous because we are all feeling freer and able to express ourselves, but at the end of the day, when we do, that gives them the ability to target us because, you know, in a society where, you know, people know to keep their mouth shut, they keep their mouth shut, and then the government has a harder time figuring out who's the, you know, who's their enemy, right? But in a freer society, well, the enemy is clear because we're all, you know, yapping our mouths.
In seeking to suppress the evidence, Green argued that Garcia violated his constitutional right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures when he nabbed Green's package off the FedEx conveyor belt based on its size, glued seams, and the return address. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit disagreed. We conclude that Detective Garcia did not deprive FedEx of custody because he was acting at FedEx's discretion.
I conclude
the circuit court judge
that feds are now illegally handling people's packages.
Yeah, FedEx is putting the government's hands all over your package.
Yeah, this is nothing new.
Yeah, it's got all sorts of things wrong with it.
We didn't even bring up the ICOP and how this is so weird that these people are just becoming part of the government now.
We are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please visit our archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address,
set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.